as the stuff people bring escorts to when escorts are doing the actual job they say they're doing when you heard about escorts, you know, it's like, well, you're paying me for my time, whatever happens, thing, it's like, we can go to dinners. And you're like, yeah, I used to drive them. And I'll tell you what, they weren't going to any galas. They were going in the front of a house I thought was abandoned to get fucked by a guy whose arm is always broke or has polio.
You used to drive hookers?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was
what
a
does that make
job.
You in the pimp hierarchy? Were you like a you're a wheelman?
Wheelman, just but
Big J,
technically
get these motherfuckers.
Technically there to protect them. Protecting them in the like the strippers more. They were all like strippers and prostitutes for the most part. But the strippers was a scarier job because you have to go in and like make sure everything's like kind of okay.
Oh, you did like the bachelor party guy who like went in and like counted the money?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The prostitutes were easy. You just drive up out front and they go in and they'll be like, if all goes great, I'll be, you know, it's supposed to be there for like an hour. They're like, I should be out in 15 minutes. And like they usually would. But the one time I drove someone outside of Pennsylvania, it was outside of Philly. I drove a girl one time and like we picked her. And like, this is also the thing you get to see, like this is not, like this guy's definitely not going to be happy. You know, when you're driving someone out, I picked them up and I was like, unless this guy, there's no way this guy picked her. This is like before like internet was everything. So you were going on like a Yellow Pages call or like, I guess like the
you
back
had the Rhino
like
in the car. You had Bob and Rocksteady in the car. Do you guys ever get caught in sex traffic?
I don't know. I did
if,
it.
If it were bumper to bumper, that would be sex traffic.
That would be sex traffic. Sex traffic. But we, I drove this girl. I knew she was like, I'm like, this guy's not going to like her. She was like, we drove this nice neighborhood and this girl was like gothed out, like big, heavy set chick, real milky skin. It was just a look that I'm certain the guy who lives here was not going for. And she goes,
are you sure you weren't trying to hog? Being like, this guy's not going to be into you. You should actually just pull over.
Let me get you away from all this.
Yeah, that's what I did when I was catering. You're going to take one of the palms. You know what I mean? If I'm driving a hooker, I'm going to go, come on. How about a kiss? One kiss. Oh, they're never going to know. Give me a little smidge.
The first girl I ever drove, well, I'll go back to that in a second. But this girl, she went inside she went to the guy's house. And I'm just waiting in the car. And then she comes back like 3 minutes later.
What?
And she goes, he said that I'm not what he was expecting and blah. And he's sending me what I was like, I saw coming. And she goes, and now no matter what, the guy's got to pay X amount for me.
Yeah.
For the drive, whatever it was, like $25. That meant the world to me at the time, for sure. And so she was like, he's not. She goes, I was like, oh. I was like, so he just gave you like the, you know, the cancel money or whatever. And she was like, no, he wouldn't give me any money at all. And I was like, shit. And I just gotta hedge the bets, you know. I'm like, what does this asshole look like? Because you're waiting to hear, like,
six,
I'm like,
eight.
Hey, so I can go find him, but like I'm really just asking. I'm like, is this worth $25 to me to go knock on this guy's door? And she was like, he's like this little like nerdy whatever guy. So I was like, oh, good. So I go, I knock on the door, and I was like, and she kind of came with me, which I didn't think was a good idea. And he opens the door, you know, with kind of like, I don't want like trouble thing. And I was like, no, man, just got to like, you're supposed to give like $50. I guess like 25 for each of us or something like that. And he was like, oh, well, I don't, he was basically being a dick. He was like, I don't have the money. And I'm like, buddy, you got to give it. And then she just busts the door open and started like unhooking his VCR. And she goes, well, I'm taking something with me or something like that. Like, I got her not to do that ultimately, but like she was planning on walking out there with something. And then having to drive a rejected hooker home is such a hilarious like conversation.
Yeah.
She's like, actually, I probably went in there with a bad attitude because I didn't want to fuck him. Like, sure. Yeah, sweetheart. You got it. But
I'm glad I didn't get his VCR. I didn't even fucking want it, dude.
The first girl I ever drove, I remember being like impressed by her because she was just pretty. One,
it'd be funny if you're like 12 and this is just your paper route.
I was 18, I think.
Damn,
18 or 19. I only did this for a very short amount of time.
How'd you get this gig?
My friend Ernie was dating a girl whose dad was just like probably like weird connected shit or something like that, and it was like they had a guy who like just ran strippers. It was supposed to just be strippers ultimately. Yeah. And like, you just go there and whatever. I found out very quick because the guy was like, all the other drivers for this company were like old men. I remember asking the guy one time, I'm like, how the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like, am I the only, and I feel like I'm in danger a lot. And he was like, well, he goes, they have guns. Like, you don't have a gun? And I was like, no. And he was like, well, do you want one? And I was like, no. And he's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, dude, because I get too nervous. So I was like, I'm going to pull out way too early because I'll be nervous. It's always like 15 guys, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I've had him say things like, you're supposed to stop us if we do anything. And I'd be like, yeah, me and this guy are supposed to stop us. I'd be in a circle already pointing just at shoot everybody. The trying to John Wick both hands. Yeah, it was terrifying.
Just had a bachelor party in the Poconos.
No, I was always last. Same company as the one I did the dressing up at kids' parties for.
That was the funniest.
What?
Hold on. I know you've told this story a million times, but can you please tell us that story?
Which?
The dressing up and...
There's a couple of them. The Elmo.
Yeah, the Elmos.
The Elmo? Yeah.
Just let me get that story.
That was the first one they sent me to. The guy was like, hey, if you want to make more money, I also, during the day, the stripper company does kids' parties where you dress up as the costumes. Same guy, you go to the same guy's house with his fucking koi pond and pick up the fucking bag. The trash bag, mind you, full of costume. That was like not the licensed ones, I guess you'd say. You know, they were like shitty costumes.
Knockoff Elmos.
So I was Elmo, and they sent me. I was the last call for the stripper thing and this. Like, the, you know, we need somebody. Our main guys can't do it. So I always got the shittiest gigs. And I mean, like, real, like, North Philly, like, scary places to go. And I went as Elmo right away. No one's happy to see me. They're like, why is a white guy with a garbage bag coming to our front door? And then they let me in, and I was like, yeah, I'm here for the kids, you know, I'm Elmo. And they go, all right, go change in the back. It's sweltering hot. It's like summertime. I put on the Elmo costume, and then I come out to start there, and I tell him, like, you know, he keeps yelling at me to do the hokey pokey, but I gave her like a CD you have to like put in, and she was like, we ain't got no player here. Just do the hokey. She kept yelling, do the hokey pokey at me, which is a funny thing to be yelled at. And, like, you know, I got a little screen. I'm like, miss. It's sort of the closer, you know, like the hokey pokey with all the kids. And then, whatchamacallit, this little girl, this little black girl, like Barrett's there. She was so cute. Like, it was a moment where I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, this kid, because she did like the hug. She hugged my leg and love you, Elmo. And then kids, like bad kids, you could tell, were coming in the block on bikes. And they came to the party. And while this girl's literally hugging my leg, the kid was like, yo, that ain't the real Elmo. And she's like, yes, it is. And he's like, no, it ain't. And he starts looking through the grill thing. And he's like, you see?
And he's like, hey, get out of here, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm going, oh, come on, kid. And he just lifts the sleeve up of the thing and screams. He goes, Elmo's white.
Dude, that's like being in a shark cage.
And yeah, the mom came over and she was yelling at the kid. That is, she goes, no, this is Elmo, honey. This is Elmo. And the little girl's getting upset. And then the kid just pointing it out. And you're almost going like, hey, kid, stop. Yeah. And he goes, if that's the real Elmo, why is he wearing FUBU sneakers? Which I was.
Sick.
FUBU sneakers. And then the kid said, he goes, let's see if Elmo has nuts. And then I couldn't find him out of my little screen. And I was turning, and then he just launched me. And like, no repercussions.
He just socked
no, nothing.
You,
just
socked you in the balls.
I mean, like the top of his foot.
He kicked.
The top of his foot hit like my ass crack. Like he was, he got in it.
Let's see if Elmo has balls. And look
nuts.
Into his screen like.
I like hurt, say, it was like Hurt Locker sweat going on.
Look like Iron Man in his mask.
You wouldn't expect a from behind nut kick. That was truly a master. That was a young matron.
No, not from behind. It was from the front. You got me from the front.
Just a hook.
But it was so like, yeah, like, it was so in there.
Your ankle that, like gooch.
That is crazy though, to leave like a, I'm presuming, a slightly fucked up household and just spy Elmo. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm ruining this shit.
I have less scary stories from the stripper thing than than the kids' parties, dude. The kids, one time I went, and the owner of this company would say whatever to sell.
Sorry, we got some plumbers here. They're going wild.
The owner of the company would say whatever to sell the kids.
The house.
Getting all your poops out. The owner would do anything to sell the gig.
Yeah.
So I was going to be as Winnie the Pooh to a kid's party, North Philly. And I get in there, and then the guy goes, as soon as I get there, the guy goes, as soon as I get in there, it's like, he goes, yo, where's the presents and balloons? And I was like, which I thought was even a weird thing that someone would ever believe that's going to happen. I'm like, you want to just bring random presents for your child? Like, I don't even know if he's a boy or a girl or what. And he's like, well, I was told you'd bring presents and balloons. So I was like, well, I'm sorry. I go, let me call the company. And I called the guy, and the guy was like, yeah, I just said it. He goes, well, you're there already. Like, they're going to.
He was like,
yeah, no, he's like, he told him that's a bullshit. And he goes, put him on the phone. And now, like, I didn't know this was the scam. Put him on the phone. And now we'll take a couple bucks off, but you're already there. And I was
like, oh my God.
Okay. So, like,
it's also crazy to be like, yeah, we don't need to get the presents. Winnie the Pooh is going to come bring all the presents and decorations.
They said they would. That would be.
Yeah, he said he's Winnie the Pooh is going to bring presents. Like, what?
Damn.
So, the guy was like, he gets him on the phone. He's like, all right. And I go into this house, and it was like the, do you remember the party in Menace to Society where Kane beat the guy who was talking shit about Jada Pinkett?
No.
Not really.
It was like that party.
Okay.
It was,
all right. That still gives me a good idea.
Multiple dice games going on. Two babies in high chairs eating Cheerios. The only children at this party. And it's one of those kids' birthday. Mm-hmm. So, when I go in, the guy was like, I was like, where could I change? And he goes, go upstairs. Is it bad?
No, fuck it.
He was like, go upstairs and change in the bedroom. So I went up to a bedroom, closed the door, and it was fucking.
Sorry, my plumbers, they're just drummers.
Yeah, they're just fucking. They're doing some.
Yeah.
They're all right. They figured it out.
Dukes, dude. They're sorting it out.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, sorry.
So you're up in the bedroom.
I go up in this bedroom, I close the door, and the guy's like, don't close that door, motherfucker. And I was like, I already did. And he was like, oh, man, the door, like, when you close it, it won't open.
Oh, no.
So now I have to wait for them to take the door off the hinges. And I was, it was funny, like, the door, it literally fell. It was like an old Philly, like, shitty house.
Yeah.
It's this heavy-ass door, like, they take off the hinges, and it goes on, like, it hits the bed, and, like, the dust comes up. And I'm literally standing there holding a Winnie the Pooh hit, like, like the right stuff. Like, yeah, I'm holding, like, an astronaut's helmet. I'm like, let's go
make
history.
So you were dressed as Pooh, just not with the head on yet.
Yeah, no head on. And then I went downstairs and I gave the guy, again, the CD to put in for the Hokey Pokey songs or whatever. And the guy goes, just dance to what's on, which I do recall was Dr. Dre's 2001 Chronic.
Damn.
So I just like Hokey Pokey danced to that for two kids in high chairs for like a half hour or so. And then it was, and the guys were just doing their thing and kind of not paying attention to me. And then I was like, oh, man. He goes, kids are adorable. Like, thanks so much. You know, sorry about the miscommunication earlier. I go, I'm going to go upstairs and change back into my clothes and get out of here. And he was like, nah, man, just get out of my house. And I thought he was like being playful first. I was like, yeah. I go, I know, because the thing before, he was like, man, I'm done. Just get the fuck out. And I was like, well, I got to go change. And he was like, not here. And so then, not thinking, I took the head off to be like, yo, man, come on. Like, not like to start shit with him, just almost to plead, like, buddy, come on, let me change. And then the kids started fucking screaming. They just saw Winnie the Pooh remove his skull.
Oh.
And then they physically pushed me out of the house, and I ran to my my mom's. I ran to my mom's Chevette, and I drove a stick shift home with Winnie the Pooh hands on.
Where's all your clothes are in the house?
You know, I had the bag. They were in the bag and stuff. But it's like my trash bag of my clothes instead of Winnie the Pooh. But that was a hilariously far more scary job.
Yeah, that's some fucking bullshit, man.
Because most of the time, the strippers were just... There was only one stripper I drove that was, like, genuinely putting herself through med school. Like, the actual story that you always hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she was really doing it, which was made her not a good stripper. Because that was what she was the girl that every time they were like, this guy's touching my tit. I'm like, you have it in his mouth.
Yeah, you're a stripper.
So it's like... She's like, go fight this guy. He's doing this. She's like, please, you have to let him touch your butt,
sure,
I think.
You could have been like, you have a bright future ahead of you. I don't want to ruin your medical school.
But the first girl I ever drove in that, I don't remember, I think her real name, her fake name or real name was Candace. Whatever it was, I drove her. She was really cute. And we went to a party, a bachelor party. And she was like, they're sawing now?
That's crazy.
Are they sawing pipes?
Yeah, you want to pause for a minute?
Sure.
Yeah.
And we're back.
As you were saying.
First stripper ever drove.
It's coming. It's coming.
Sorry, guys. Got to do some light belt sanding.
Yeah, it's on me. Hand up accountability. Honestly, I was told they'd be out of here.
That's all good. It's all, dude.
So, yeah, the first car I ever drove, we went to this place. So she was controlling the room, which I thought was like, again, I just thought she was pretty. So I was just like, and I'm the person driving her. So you're like, am I falling in love with this girl? And she looks good. And then she starts doing this thing that's so raunchy. But again, I liked her so much that I thought it was a brilliant business thing. I've talked about this where I'm like, smart move. This is called something in business, what she just did.
What was she up to?
She would go, all right, guys, we're playing this game. $5, $10, or $20. And it was like for $5. So she rolls it up like a Coke straw, whatever you give her. And then she'll put it like in her pussy, basically. Hmm. But she keeps her fingers like at the base. Do you know what I mean? And so it's like for $5, she puts it in a little bit, for $10, a little bit more. And you take it out with your mouth out of her pussy. You're making the right face. If you were wondering if you were making the right face, you are.
How's it going?
He goes, okay. Well, yeah, here's the problem with any kind of story of a bachelor party. Your mindset there will tend to be different, I think. You know what I mean? When everyone's involved, you're hearing it later, you're like, ugh, money in a pussy and then money in my mouth. Like, all those things are wrong. And then my mouth near money near a hooker pussy. This is all bad. But everybody did the $20 because it would be the closest. But the funny thing, I was always like, well, it's crazy because no matter how much you put in there, you could fit it in your mouth and you're only getting as close as her fingers.
Yeah.
Like, you're never actually getting closer to her pussy.
Yeah.
But every guy did the 20, and I was like, it's genius.
Well, it's funny to be
girl
like,
might be
let me do the five. I'm going to stay on the periphery.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I'll just take a fiver. Let me just, like, get, like, let me feel the warmth of it.
Right, yeah. He goes, let me get a $5 smell test in
there. And
what about three fives? That'd be the move. Like, I'm going to back-to-back three fives.
That is the move. But you're right. For $20 and fives, you could go four times and get the same experience.
Can you inhale 20. The air through the bill?
I assume you could if you wanted
just
to.
Just scuba a little bit.
Scuba. Yeah.
Siphon.
Just take it one deep hit.
Yeah. If something comes through the straw, it's freakier too.
Oh, no.
Goes, what is that? Toilet paper crumb.
This is bad news.
That'd be a bonus.
But anyway, I thought she was an angel sent from heaven to do that.
I've never been at a bachelor party that was crazy.
We had one where there was, I think I told you about it, there was a lady who had just visibly must have just given birth not very long ago.
Nice. Oh my God.
Because she had like that skin and we were all calling her Brain Belly. Dude, you go get a lap dance from Brain Belly. But yeah, it was actually.
It's not wrong, Brain Belly, but go ahead.
Well, this girl on our drive home.
Sometimes guys get it and they didn't even give birth, but whatever. Right.
When I was driving her home, she goes, we stopped at a 7-Eleven. I remember she goes in and she bought one of those like single individual roses for herself. And I was like, I'm like, what's that for? And she goes, it was just this sad, like, I always buy myself flowers at the end of a work night because I deserve it. And then now this must have been so creepy for her. I dropped her off at her house. Next day, show up at her house with flowers. And I go, you deserve someone else to give you flowers. And by the way, she could have been looking back more like, if my abusive boyfriend sees you here, I'm going to have to ship you out. Like, she was like, thank you. Thanks so much. And I'm like, and I just think that you should know. And she's like, cool, thanks. Like, I was like, bye.
She shoved him off her pussy. She's like, see you later.
Yeah. I go, so if I could just.
You should have brought a $5 bill.
Yeah.
Instead of flowers, you should have been like.
Have one moment of your time with this $5 bill. So.
Damn.
Skip ahead. I started doing comedy, or I was doing comedy already, but I that's like a job I would do like kind of infrequently, but.
Yeah.
When I needed money, I would take it. And so you can just call in the Yellow Pages, any of those places at the time, and be like, hey, do you need a driver? I've done it before. They'll be like, sure. Most of them will be like, sure. Can you start tonight? So this guy, I called some guy on the phone. I was like, hey, you looking for drivers? I have experience. But he goes, yeah. He goes, the way he does it is you hang out at his house, this guy's apartment, and wait for jobs to come in.
Well,
the
girls
sit there with you. So I go to this guy's apartment, not far from where my mom lives. It was just a couch, a TV, and bodybuilding trophies everywhere. The guy was just like a totally huge jack guy. Nice enough guy. And he goes, all right, so you got a gig. You're taking these two girls. One's this Asian girl. One's my cousin. I'm like, okay. So the Asian girl shows up. She's nice enough.
Then she's nice enough.
The cousin comes.
It's nice.
It's the fucking girl. The first girl I ever drove is his cousin. She now, by the way, this girl who was like so hot, we take her to this, or I take her to this party.
She's brain belly.
Everyone, not brain belly. Everyone's like into this Asian girl. She's very pretty. And then this girl, they're like, you hear the guys making jokes about her. And it was, she was all like pale now and her asshole was brown and dark.
She had a ass. She had like an old dog asshole. Yeah,
yeah. That came up a lot.
Dog eyes. Fucking little tiny white.
And they're being mean to her. And I'm almost, you're having that thing where I'm like, don't know. You don't know what she's like. This is, she's in a rough patch or something.
Yeah, you have to defend her. You don't fucking talk to her.
No, but she did look buddy busted, and it was funny. That was my luck, because people ask if I ever fucked any of the strippers ever on that gig. We went back to the cousin's house, and it was just me and her waiting for another gig to come in. And that night, she started, like, digging her toes. Like, she was, like, laying on the couch, and she was, like, digging her toes, like, under my thing, kind of like. And I was like, I'm not here at your cousin's house. I was like, ah, dude, she has something now,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And I never saw her ever again. Probably dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is, yeah. That's the crazy thing with like OnlyFans and all this stuff. Like it does, I'm not like being puritanical about it, but it doesn't seem to really work well for women psychologically. Like they fucking crash hard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Female porn stars. I was talking about this.
We all thought that Jenna Jameson was like the example of like, look, you could do it and kind of get mainstreamed and not like lose your sense about you. And then, you know, they have the video of her in night vision, like breaking all the cameras in her house. You ever see her just like climbing ladders and it's night vision. So she's like a raccoon just busting all the cameras in the house. Dude,
she was like a 90s porn star. Yeah. Now it's like, I feel like the hardcore stuff back then is like expected now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?